For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. The coronavirus pandemic has the whole world living in limbo. Few people feel that sensation more acutely than high school seniors. With their once promised rites of passage on hold, members of the class of 2020 search in isolation for a meaningful way to mark the end of their K-12 experience. I've been watching this unfold in my own home. Self-quarantine may be sidelining my field reporting a bit these days, but finding a teen with something to say about what it's like to be a senior in 2020 wasn't too hard.
Hi, Max.
Hey.
That's my daughter, Megan. She's finishing up her final year at Okemos High School. Well, she's finishing at home, but she attends school at Well, wait a minute. That's not really accurate now either. Let's just say she'll be graduating from Okemos High School. Somehow. Eventually.
Graduation being canceled is definitely the most heartbreaking one. Prom I could have handled, but graduation, it's a one-time thing, and I feel like that was taken from me.
As her dad, I feel for her. As a reporter, I feel for everyone I've spoken to who's either been forced to make the hard decision to cancel all those special capstone events these kids have earned, or helplessly sit by and watch them fade away. Jody McKean is one of those decision makers.
Obviously, we like to do something in person. I just don't see that happening.
McKean is the principal at DeWitt High School. His building is physically closed until at least June 30th, so McKean hopes to schedule events like awards and scholarship ceremonies for the summer months.
So let's just say that if some things are lifted June 30th, there's going to be a mad dash and scramble and trying to fit in all these different activities in the month of July and August before maybe the start of school. And who's to say that even the start of school is going to be, you know, back to normal per se.
Until then, McKean says DeWitt High is working with WILX-TV in Lansing to broadcast a virtual senior celebration on June 6th. Commencement plans are still in the works. Many teachers and administrators are turning to their students for suggestions about how to bring their year to a close. Meanwhile, seniors are turning to each other to parlay their shared sense of loss. Brianna Thiel is the senior class president at Lansing Eastern.
At first, it was grief. I was honestly grieving with my whole class, but I've just learned that I have to be the strong one in all of this because they're all looking to me for support. I just don't want them to feel like they have nobody fighting for them in all of this.
Brianna is a bridge between her peers and the staff at Eastern. She's leading her class through email and on Facebook, where she's helped curate a series of profiles called Senior Spotlights. She's still holding out hope for an in-person prom, but admittedly with low expectations. Then there's the question of life after graduation. Every parent, this one included, wants their child to step into the world with confidence. But colleges and universities are struggling with how and when to reopen their doors. And even if that happened tomorrow, the psychological blow of the pandemic has Megan wondering when she should take her finger off the pause button.
It's going to be a bit harder for me to be able to let go as soon as I thought I would be able to. You know, I've definitely been thinking about pushing it back a semester or finding a better time when I feel like I'm more ready. But, you know, being at home 24/7 has not necessarily helped me leave the nest.
Still, the quarantine continues, leaving seniors with ample time for contemplation. I know they're upset. I can see it in Megan's eyes. As connected as most are through social media, they've suddenly lost the face-to-face with their friends that's such a vital part of the school atmosphere. They want their families sitting in that packed auditorium as they walk across that stage. Nicole Koss understands those feelings. She's a counselor at East Lansing High School, and her own daughter is a senior too.
You know, everybody is struggling right now, and I think it's okay to tell them, like, hey, if you're struggling, so am I. There's no right or wrong way to feel about this situation that we're in.
Quarantine has made Brianna Thiel view her once routine rituals with a new appreciation.
I definitely took all of that for granted, and it really shows me you can't let the small moments go unnoticed.
For now, graduation plans across mid-Michigan schools remain on pause. But teachers, principals, and parents want their seniors to know this. The class of 2020 will have its moments. We've invested far too much in them not to celebrate their success. For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.